This is Kevin Burke from the School of Kinesiology and Recreation at Illinois State University. Thanks for joining Burke on Mayberry. Well, the next Andy Griffith Show episode has been voted one of the top episodes of all time. Now, I'll tell you right now, it's very difficult for me to select any one episode. I could probably give you a top five, but Man in a Hurry is definitely one of the best. And really, the Man in a Hurry episode has been so popular probably because of the contrast which you see in this particular episode between the relaxing, laid-back, slow Mayberry life and then Malcolm Tucker, who represents the everything's got to go and be in a hurry, no way to relax, go, type attitude. And so this episode just really captures what we all believe the Mayberry lifestyle to be like. Now, this episode aired back on January 14th, 1963. It was written by Everett Greenbaum and Jim Fritzl, was directed by Bob Sweeney. And there's a couple of firsts in this episode, which I'll talk about in just a few moments. But again, what an excellent episode. This episode opens with Malcolm Tucker's car stopping, and we see it, the car shutting off, and then he gets out, and he's trying to get his car going again, and it won't start, and he just outside of a sign where it says 2 miles to Mayberry, so we know he's a couple miles away. Long story short, he can't get his car started, so he starts walking toward Mayberry. And then there's an interesting shot, and then this is on a Sunday, and so when he gets to town, there's a long shot that the camera shows here, and Malcolm Tucker is in town. Basically, he's in a ghost town. He's by himself. There's nobody there. Now, I grew up in Gastonia, North Carolina. It's interesting, this episode, Malcolm Tucker says he has to go to Charlotte, and I lived about 20 miles from Charlotte. But I remember as a child nothing being open on Sunday. And, of course, that's changed nowadays. But anyway, it was a very interesting shot that nobody was there. The next scene, we see many of the Mayberrians coming out of church, and there we see Reverend Tucker standing outside of church greeting. And I remember having a preacher, Reverend Kinneman, when I was a child. He stood at the end of church, and he gave out bubble gum to the kids. Well, Reverend Tucker's standing outside, and he's greeting the parishioners as they leave. And one of the things I wanted to mention, this was the first episode that Reverend Hobart M. Tucker, and by the way, he was not related in this episode to Malcolm Tucker, appears. Now, the actor's name is William Keane, and he played a variety of roles. Listen to some of the things he did. He was on The Addams Family, The Big Valley, The Fugitive, Get Smart, Green Acres, The Joy Bishop Show, Lassie, Mayberry RFD, and he was still Reverend Tucker there. He also appeared on The Twilight Zone, Perry Mason, even an episode of Mission Impossible. So he had quite a career. So anyway, let's get back to the episode. One of the funny things that happens here is as Andy and Aunt B and Opie and Barney come out of the church, Reverend Tucker notices that Barney had been nodding off in church. And Andy tries to take up for him there, says he has him out looking for things going on with chickens, and just so happens that the guy stealing chickens, Reverend Tucker, is going to have dinner with him that night. So again, I love the way the writers weave the story in. Another thing that's interesting in this episode, we see Opie playing with a young boy, and this is Johnny Paul Jason. And we hear Opie talk about Johnny Paul Jason so many times throughout the Andy Griffith Show, but there's very few times you actually got to see him. And Johnny Paul Jason was always one of those that came up with things such as running over a penny on a railroad track gives you good luck. Those kinds of things that that nobody ever believed except kids. So again, it was interesting to see Johnny Paul Jason. Now, he doesn't say anything. And while they're standing outside the church, Malcolm Tucker walks up and he greets Andy and basically tells of his need of having to get to Charlotte. And so Andy says, well, you know, we'll try to help you. And so Andy takes Malcolm Tucker over to the filling station. And, of course, there's Gomer. Now, I mentioned another first here. This was the very first episode that Gomer Pyle appeared in. So, again, this is the first time that Jim Nabors appears as Gomer Pyle. And Don Knotts, back in October of 1985, stated that the writer Everett Greenbaum created the character of Gomer Pyle based upon a real-life experience he had. You'll also notice in this episode they talk about Goober, but Goober is not seen in this episode. But he talks about him like he's there. And Andy Griffith Show does that throughout with some other characters, numerous characters that are talked about, and you feel like they're part of the show. And, of course, we obviously get to meet Goober a little bit later on. But anyway, when they get to this filling station, obviously Gomer is no help. And so They talk about who could fix the car, and of course they talk about Wally, who owns the filling station. So I love this scene because Andy and Malcolm Tucker go over to Wally. Wally's sitting reading the newspaper on the front porch and rocking in his rocking chair. And I remember as a kid, either me or someone else trying to make car noises to try to explain what was wrong with the car. Well, here Wally does these car noises, and he's able to tell Mr. Tucker that he's got a clogged fuel line. And again, I remember I had a friend whose father actually lived in Charlotte, who was an automobile mechanic, and he used to come home and my friend tell me his dad would have all these funny stories about people coming in and trying to do these car noises, and it was all his dad could do not to crack up while they were doing it. But anyway, it's just something that I think was so close to home in North Carolina, again, the state that I grew up in. So anyway, Wally says he'll be glad to fix it, but not today because they're closed on Sunday. And, of course, Malcolm Tucker gets mad, and so he goes back to the gas station to see Gomer. And he's talking to Gomer, and he's trying to help Gomer come up with, all right, who could fix my car? So Gomer says his cousin Goober can. And so Malcolm says, good, let's find him. And, of course, it's a Sunday, so Goober's out in his boat, and so you can't be bothered. So this is the straw that broke the camel's back for Malcolm Tucker. So he gets in Gomer's truck and takes off. Now, it's sort of interesting. Where would Mr. Tucker be going? Was he heading to Charlotte in the truck and leaving his nice car there? You know, it's not explained in the episode, but all of these wondered about where he was actually going. So anyway, the next scene we see Andy in the sheriff's office with Mr. Tucker, and he basically tells him that he could arrest him. But again, Andy being the guy that he is, and it being Sunday, basically instead of arresting a guy and making him a criminal, takes him home to his house to feed him supper, as they call it. So anyway, Malcolm Tucker decides to go home with him. And, you know, he's frustrated. Then he decides he wants to make a telephone call. Well, here comes another backwards way of Mayberry. Well, the Mendelbright sisters, who are in their 80s, the whole town allows them to use their phone, use the telephone, and it takes 3 or 4 hours. So you may have heard of party lines where, you know, you couldn't get on the phone if other people were on the line. Well, this is happening with Mayberry. So the Mendelbright sisters every Sunday stay on the line for 3 to 4 hours, and this was driving Mr. Tucker crazy. He was trying to make phone calls. Even later on in the episode, he listens in 2 or 3 times. He tries to talk to them, and he sees there's no talking to them, and so he basically gives up there. Now, again, what makes this episode so great and why I think it's one of the Mayberry favorites is the contrast that we see in this episode, the extreme, slow, laid-back life of Mayberry, which is one of the attractions of the show here coming up on its 50th anniversary. And, again, one of the reasons I love to watch the show, because it doesn't matter what's happened on any day that I experience. I can come home and watch the Andy Griffith Show, and you've got this laid-back life. And I know there's so many other people who feel the same way I do. So you have this contrast versus Malcolm Tucker, who represents just a fast-paced life that, you know, we all really sometimes get involved in but probably don't prefer. So, again, you see this contrast. It continues to work. Well, finally, they're sitting on the front porch, and it's finally starting to sink in to Malcolm Tucker when you see him starting to relax. And it really comes to the extreme relaxation, at least so far in this episode, when we hear Andy and Barney, and then a little bit later, Malcolm Tucker singing "The Church in the Wildwood."
Come to the church in the wildwood. Oh, come to the church in the vale. No place is so dear to my childhood as the little brown church in the vale.
I just love hearing them sing this song, so I hope you enjoyed that little bit of snippet of them singing. And, you know, one of the camera angles you see at this in this part of the episode, you see the relaxation in Malcolm Tucker's face. You know, I don't think I mentioned this earlier, but the actor playing Malcolm Tucker is Robert Emhart, and he's outstanding in this. And you'll see him again in another Mayberry episode later on in The Foster Lady, where Aunt Bee is going to be the foster lady, and he represents the company that hires Aunt Bee to do the commercial. So, again, he comes back, but what an outstanding performance he did here in this episode. So, again, the camera angle just slows up and shows up Malcolm Tucker's face, and you can see the relaxation. Then all of a sudden, Gomer steps in and says Goober's going to fix his car. And then you see Malcolm Tucker. He starts pacing back and forth, chomping on his cigar. And Andy tells him he's all keyed up, and I love it. He goes, "I'm not keyed up." I just think that's great. So, as Malcolm Tucker's waiting to get his car fixed, Andy does something else, which I've seen relatives of mine do. I think I've maybe tried it once or twice in my life. You take an apple and you take a knife and you try to peel the skin off the apple without the skin falling apart. And so Andy peels an apple and all of a sudden shows up and says, "Look here, Mr. Tucker." And he shows him that he's got this apple peeled and the skin's still together. And Mr. Tucker basically says, "Congratulations." Now, another thing I want to point out in this episode is no matter how mad or how smart aleck Mr. Tucker gets, Andy and Barney don't take offense to it. They just let it, you know, it's like a water off a duck's back. They don't even bother. They just stick with their slow-paced lifestyle and their laid-back approach. And that's one of, again, the contrast that makes this episode work. So, again, I just love this. So, finally, we see Gomer show back up. He's got the car ready and tells Mr. Tucker that they're not going to charge him. And Mr. Tucker just can't believe it. He said, "You've worked hard." And as he's starting to leave, Aunt Bee goes and gets him chicken. Opie gives him the penny that's been run over by a train for good luck in his travels. And Andy's telling him, "We hope you can come back and you won't stay so long." Gomer's telling him to be safe. And you know, you see Mr. Tucker get in the car and notice that they show him looking at everybody. And here he realizes, you know, what is my hurry? Why am I in a hurry? This is just a lifestyle that I've missed. And so he basically starts the car, and then he pretends, and the way he talks to Andy picks up on what he's doing, that there's something wrong with the car, and Andy goes along with him. And again, we see this out of Andy Griffith throughout the Andy Griffith Show. If something's going to help the situation, Andy will go along with stretching the truth a little bit. And basically it's set up so that Mr. Tucker can wait till morning, spend the night at the house, and Opie gets to sleep on an ironing board between two chairs, his adventure sleeping. And, you know, Mr. Tucker gets to stay overnight and enjoy the relaxation. I love the way this episode ends. You see a camera angle behind Mr. Tucker on the front porch, and it's facing Andy and Barney. And Andy has the idea, "Let's go up and get a bottle of pop." And they say, "You think Mr. Tucker want to go?" And then they ask him, and Mr. Tucker's sound asleep. And so they decide they're just going to go on their own. And again, what you see is Mr. Tucker, who's sound asleep, relaxed, and the camera zeroes in on his left hand where he's holding an apple with this peel, the skin being peeled off, and it's staying together like Andy had done earlier. So again, that said so much about how he's accepted the lifestyle of the Andy Griffith Show. And again, I just love the use of the camera in this episode is so good. And again, it's just a wonderful episode. Now, for this episode's trivia question, it's said pretty blatantly, but you're going to have a good memory. The trivia question is, they needed to get in touch with Goober, so what was Goober's telephone number? Now, again, I wondered, you know, it's tough to get in touch with Goober. They must have had to go out to the lake to get him on his boat because we didn't have cell phones back then, or at least most people didn't. But what was Goober's telephone number? If you think you know the answer to that, then certainly email your answer to me at Burke@Mayberry.com. That's Burke@Mayberry.com. Or you can go on to Burke@Mayberry.com and you'll find the answer there. It'll be in parentheses beside the episode's name, Man in a Hurry. And I hope you take a guess at this particular episode. If you have any questions, this trivia question for this episode, if you have any questions or comments about Burke on Mayberry, don't hesitate to contact me again at Burke@Mayberry.com. Again, I appreciate you listening to Burke on Mayberry, and I hope you're enjoying these episodes as much as I am, and I wish the best to you and yours, and thanks again for listening to Burke on Mayberry.